Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a barn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Laughing tough to hear the sun today.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, the number three. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite folks on the planet, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business and Cash and Managing People and the whole profitability thing. She's out of control, wanting to help you become more profitable, folks. The courage to be profitable, that's my favorite one. And Ruth, thanks again for being here. She's been telling us a story, folks, about two nuns in California who were responsible for the education fund of the school, and they stole $500,000 over what period of time, Ruth?
I'm not sure what period of time it was. They didn't say how long it was. They try to hush the story up because it was
no kidding. Yeah, the church does so, stuff like that. They're good at hushing.
I'm not sure.
I don't mean to pile on, but the Catholic Church the management is notorious, infamous for covering up malfeasance, and I'm not going to cut them any slack because I'm disgusted with them. But anyway, with the management, folks, not the church. So anyway, so almost $500,000. What else? What did we learn from all that?
Well, the reality of the situation and how we apply it to business is, number one, you have to know all of your bank accounts. You know, you could have started a bank account or opened a bank account 20 years ago, and through growth of business and all that sort of fun stuff, you're not using that bank account anymore. Somebody may be using that bank account. You need to find out all of your bank accounts. And that means going down to the bank, and that means making sure that there's not a little bank account here and there where somebody has set up in your name and is, you know, putting $50 a month in there, or, you know, $50 a week or whatever else it is. And at that point, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
How about this? Don't let employees do the banking.
Well, yes and no. I don't like anybody but owners, depending upon the size of the business, making deposits. But there's so much these days with ACH transfers.
But even if they make deposits, don't give them the opportunity to open an account. You know, I mean, you got to make sure, as you say, you got to make sure you know all of your accounts and that you're keeping up with them. But don't let them have any kind of access to an account creation or something like that.
All right. There's that thing, and also to look at your bank statements every single day, and making sure that you look at what's going in, you look at what's going out, you look at any electronic transfers in, electronic transfers out.
Don't you have a sixth sense about what's going on? I do. When we're talking finances around here, somebody will bring me something and I'll say, you know, that this doesn't, in my, you know, I keep like a running total. It's not a small number. But I'm able to say, well, I think we're missing something here. And they'll go back and they'll say, yeah, you're right. We are missing something. And it might be a big number.
I do.
Don't you think most small business owners who know their business have that kind of a sixth sense?
No.
Oh, really?
Absolutely not.
But you do.
I mean, look at everybody who's been in business. Yeah, you and I do, but look at all the embezzlement that's out there because people are just aren't paying attention. I mean, there was a bookkeeper with a company in Florida who stole $130,000 writing checks in plain sight.
Wow.
The guys just weren't paying attention.
Wow.
They're so busy running their business, they don't pay attention to the numbers or their financials.
Hmm.
It's crazy, but they don't.
So make sure you get your accounts, but you also tell us, and you told us many times, send the statements to your home.
Absolutely.
But most, do people even get statements anymore? The bank will. The bank's
yes,
going to ask
do.
You not to send a statement. Right.
So you can then print it out off. Yeah, or you can print it out and says the statement is ready, and you just go to the statement page and you print out the statement and you look at it.
Now, that's a little more trouble, though, to just open it in the mail.
It is, but
you got to do it. You got to do it.
It's your business and your money.
Yeah.
It's your money.
Wow.
So that's one thing. And the other thing is that it took a change of administration to find this. So if a bookkeeper has been your bookkeeper for 7-10 years, supposedly a loyal bookkeeper, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and one day up and quits, for whatever reason, get your backup.
Mm-hmm.
Start digging. Because I'm not saying all the time, but some of the time, she or he could have been taking a little bit here, a little bit there, and you've never noticed it, and they decided, enough's enough, I'm out of here.
Also, if they, you, as you've taught us, if they don't want to take a vacation, then we're taking time off.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag, yeah. Isn't it?
That is, because one day they'll get sick and you'll find it all, and then they'll disappear. Generally, yeah. Everybody thinks, okay, I'm an owner, I don't take vacation. Then I've got a very loyal employee who doesn't want to take vacation either. Usually, it's the excuse of, well, I have to do payroll every week. Or, you know, payroll every other week. Usually it's payroll every week.
So how about this?
And so,
how about this? You have whoever is managing your finances, require them to take a 1 week vacation, leave the building for 1 week. If everybody else gets 1 week vacation, that person gets 2 weeks vacation in the spring and the fall, every year.
Every year.
What do you think? They have to leave the building. They have to leave the building and not come back for a week.
For a week.
That'd be
good.
It'd be worth its weight in gold, wouldn't it, that practice?
Yep.
Hold on, I need your website one more time.
ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
All right, more to come with our good friend Ruth Keene after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.